Now, more news, and Norfolk farmers join a protest against tax changes. Then, new buildings or alterations seem to go on all the time, and this week we hear of a controversial new project in Sussex Street. A revamp for the Santander Bank in the Bell Hotel on Castle Meadow, and then funds for local transport. Angry farmers from Norfolk were among thousands who brought the concerns of the countryside to the heart of London during a momentous day of public action against crippling inheritance tax changes. An estimated 40,000 farmers were in London for the rally and other mass lobbying events. Last month, Chancellor Rachel Reeves sparked fury by announcing agricultural property relief would be cut for farm assets worth over £1 million, leaving family businesses facing a crippling 20% tax bill when handing down land to future generations. Ministers can now be left in no doubt about the strength of feeling across the industry after farming leaders, politicians and celebrities joined a vociferous rally in Whitehall. Among the Norfolk farmers at the rally was Graham Shadrach, who farms near Attleborough and will take over as the Norfolk chairman of the National Farmers Union in February. He said, "To have brought it out in such a short space of time has been one of the biggest kicks in the teeth we have had since the Second World War."
After a decade in the works, a Danish-style communal housing project has been given the go-ahead. But city folk living near the proposed site are furious the scheme has been approved, saying that none of the neighbours want it, and they hoped it would not go ahead. Under the plans, 34 homes will be built on the corner of Sussex Street and Oak Street in NR3 on derelict land. Although people will live in private homes, they will share kitchens, living spaces and gardens. In 2022, the plans for 34 new homes, spread between terraced housing and flats, were submitted to Norwich City Council. It was given the green light earlier on this week. More than 25 of the upcoming homes have been reserved, and those who have shown an interest, ranging in age from zero to their late 70s, according to the website. Co-housing is a concept that began in Denmark in the 1970s and is growing in popularity around the world, including in the UK.
A city centre bank branch is getting a facelift and an up-to-date refurbishment. Restorations will be made to the Santander in Orford Hill, which will include refacing the building's facade and fitting the inside with modern shop fittings. The site is Grade 2 listed as part of the Bell Hotel and lies within the city centre conservation area, so the bank must take special care not to significantly change the building's appearance or character. Under the plans, sections of blown plaster throughout the bank will be repainted and the timber windows will be restored to good condition. The toilets will also be refurbished with modern floor coverings and the existing skylights will be made watertight to prevent leaks. Worn blinds will be replaced. Because of the minimal changes, the risk of harm to the heritage assets is considered less than substantial and may even offer protection against further degradation in the long term.
A popular city centre ice cream business is set to get a major revamp as it moves into new permanent location. Joe's Place, formerly known as Giuseppino's Ices, will leave its temporary pink and white kiosk in Hay Hill and will be replaced with a larger timber-clad building at the site. Plans for signs and awnings to drape over the business's new hatch, which were submitted to Norwich City Council last month, have been given the green light. During the revamp of Hay Hill, it was decided that the ice cream business should be given a permanent site in the city centre square.
Norfolk has been handed almost £16 million to improve the county's bus services, but it is not yet clear how the cash boost will be spent. Transport Secretary Louise Hague announced that Norfolk would get £15.9 million and Suffolk £8.8 million from an £81 million pot shared among councils. Campaigners have called for the money to be used to put on more frequent services, on bus shelters and on providing real-time information at stops. Leaders at Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council said it was too soon to say how the money will be used, but that discussions would be held with bus operators. Norfolk received the fourth highest allocation in the country, with the Labour government saying money had been targeted based on need, levels of deprivation and population.
Well, with that last item, we've reached the end of part one, and we will hand over to Matthew and Carolyn for part two. So with that, it's goodbye from Bridget and me, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.